Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. The takeaway points from the appointment of Amy Barrett as a Supreme Court Justice. We've just completed a series of exercises of appointment, of evaluation, of questioning, and searching her history, etc. All the things that we've done to come to this point where we now have voted her in and have given her the oath of office, and she now sits, as of today, she sits as a Supreme Court Justice. What are the takeaway points from the process that we went through? It was a diligent process. It was an arduous process, painful process, extensive process, unkind process, etc. But you know, justice prevailed, and she was confirmed and seated and now serves in that very special place within the halls of justice, the Supreme Court. Now, what have we learned from all this? What are some of the takeaway points? Well, you have your own. You ought to enumerate them right now. What are the things that you learned from this whole process? I'm going to give you four, five, or six of them that I kind of picked up and that I thought about as I viewed the process from my vantage point. Here's the first one. She gave excellent speeches as she introduced herself to the Judiciary Committee. She gave excellent speeches as she gave her acceptance address. She gave excellent speeches as she was confirmed and was given the oath of office. In other words, I've heard her three or four times give an address. Each of those were marvelous statements of what the legislature is, what the judicial system is, and what the executive system is in America. She laid that out very well, the three branches of government. And you know, it's something for all of us to learn. But she showed how the three of them work together. And when they work together harmoniously, they work together well and for the good of our country. But if it gets lopsided, one of these branches is more dominant than the other, more powerful than the other, more of a bully than the other, it doesn't work very well. It limps along. There's a phrase in the history of psychology that says this: the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Meaning that when the three branches of government work together harmoniously, what comes out of that is magnificent. What comes out of that is for the good of all people. For what comes out of that is acceptable. It's agreeable. It's for the benefit of all. But when one branch overpowers the other and there is not an equal contribution that each of them make, we then have special privilege. We then have points of view that are disharmonious to the population of the country. We have an outcome that we can't live with, or some people can't live with. Many people can't live with, but some can. It's a disjointed part. So the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. That's really the point. All three must work together well. Now, here's a point that she perhaps didn't make real strongly, but I picked up, and I think she said it, but not as strongly as I perhaps would have preferred. There has to be a deep respect between the three branches of government and for each branch of government. We have to respect each other. We have to know that each has a role to play. We have to know that each has a significant role to play, an acceptable role to play. And we have to give. We have to give in, and we have to bend to one of the other branches of government so a harmonious decision comes forth. We have to work together. There has to be respect for each other. There has to be respect for the outcome that comes from each branch of government. And when there is, we have good government. We have good outcome, and it's for the good of the people. So we have three branches of government. They work together, and there has to be a deep level of respect, one for the other. Okay, now, here's another point that comes from this. Her speeches were magnificent. They were educational. They were informative. They were statements of a wise person for our benefit. I think it'd be very good if one of the legislatures would sponsor a bill which would allow for her statements to be packaged up in a CD of some kind and reproduced and made available to every school system in America so that students in civics and students in social studies can hear from her what government really is and how government works together and how good government is because it comes from a neutral person. So I would hope that somebody would stand forth and make sure that her statements are embedded within the educational system of our country. So that's one point. Now let me give you another point that comes from the hearings, and I see it as a kind of a takeaway point. Dignity. There has to be a sense of dignity in the process. We have to respect each other. We have to talk well towards and with each other, and we have to dignify each other. We have to dignify the process. We have to dignify the persons involved. We have to think in terms of dignity as we go through a process of deciding and voting and making progress in our country. We cannot do this through the process of being a bully, through the process of badgering one person over the other, yelling at one person over the other, putting down one person below another. Dignity means we honor, we respect, and we have joy in the process of working together towards a common outcome, one that will be to the benefit of all. So that's something we all can learn. Treat each other with much more dignity than we usually do. Let's learn that behavior and let's apply it, not just in the halls of government, but in the halls of our home, our churches, our workplaces, and so on. Now, here's another take-home point. There's a difference between the person and the process. The person was Amy Barrett. Process was that of questioning and eventually voting. The evaluation, the questioning, and the vote was a whole different process than she, the person. We have to separate those two out. We may not like the process. We may not like how it was done, when it was done, and how it was organized. We may not like that, but we have to separate that out and say we don't like that, and then look at the person and say, do we like that person? Is this person qualified? Is this person ready to do the job, and so on? So person has to stand out from the process. We vote on the person. We don't vote on the process. We don't turn a person down because we don't like the process. We don't vote for a person because we like the process. Those have to be separate issues. And we, as American people, are politicians in their process of evaluating and voting. It has to be very clear that if they don't like the process, they evaluate the person. And then they change the process. They deal with the process. They clear it up. They clean it up or whatever they need to do. But that's a different matter at a different time in a different way. You always look at the person and not the process. So that becomes a very important part of what we can learn from these hearings that we just went through as a country. So I pass them on to you, and we all can learn because we all have opportunities to vote for something or to make a decision, and we have to separate out the issue or the fact or the person from the process at the time that we go through it. We have to do the same thing. And we have to sometimes stand up and educate our children on what the legislature is or what the executive branch is or what the legislative branch is or what the judicial branch is. Sometimes we have to educate our children. We have to be very clear. And we have to help our kids understand that you respect all at all times. And help your kids become educated in this whole area of the judicial process, the Supreme Court, the Electoral College, the voting of justices and the terms of justices and how the Supreme Court is organized, how it functions, and why it functions the way it does. We as parents need to do that. That's our job. And do it well. So thanks for joining me on the podcast today on the takeaway points on the election of Amy Barrett to the Supreme Court. So we hope that these same matters will prevail as we now come to the final stages of the election process this next week. So bye for now.